Once more, Jesus said to them, I'm going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. This made the Jews ask, will he kill himself? Is that what he says? Where I go, you cannot come. But he continued, you are from below, I am from above. You are from this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you will die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will indeed die in your sins. Who are you? They asked. Just what I have been telling you from the beginning, Jesus replied. I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him I tell the world. They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Even as he spoke, many believed in him.
耶稣又对他们说，我要去了，你们要找我，并且你们要死在罪罚中。我所去的地方，你们不能去。犹太人说，他说的我所要去的地方，你们则不能到。难道他要自杀吗？耶稣对他们说，你们是从下面来的，我是从上头来的。你们是属于这世界的，我不是属于这世界的。所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中。你们若不信我是基督本人，必定要死在罪中。他们就又问，你是谁？耶稣对他们说，我就是从最开始告诉你的那个人。我有许多事情要告诉你们，判断你们，但差遣我来的人，这个事情是真的。在他那里，我所听见的，所见到的，我就会传给世人。他们并不明白耶稣是指着本人的天父所说的这一切。所以耶稣说，当你们举起人子以后，必当知道我是耶稣本人，而且知道我没有一件事情是凭着自己的感觉来行事的。我所说的这些话，做的这些事情，皆是我的父亲所教导我的。差我来的人是与我同在的人，他没有撇下我们独自前往这里，因为我做的事情都是他要求并且他喜欢的事情。耶稣说这话的时候，已经就有很多人开始信服他了。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 我们第二阶段的节目中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid 姐姐会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论，希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音的第十五讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And Learn English Sister will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue today. Today is the 15th lecture on the Gospel of Joy. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, therefore, below is my today's Bible study summary. In these verses from the Bible, Jesus is addressing a group of people, telling them that he's going away and they will see him, but will die in their sin. This statement confused the listeners, me as well, and they ask if he plans to harm himself since they assume. That's why he says they can't go where he's going. Then he clarifies his origin, stating that he's from above, representing a higher spiritual realm, While the people are from the earthly world, he warns them what they say. They will die in their sins if they do not believe in him as the divine finger he claims to be. When questioned about his identity, Jesus affirms that he has been revealing his true nature from the beginning. He emphasizes that his teaching comes from a trustworthy source, his Father, and he shares these teachings with the world. Despite his efforts to explain the connection with his Father, some people fail to grasp the concept. Jesus alludes to his crucifixion by mentioning being lifted up, indicating that through this event, his true identity will be revealed, showing that his actions are guided by the Father. Stressing the presence of the Father with him, Jesus asserts that he always acts in accordance with God's will. His words resonate with some of the listeners, leading them to believe in him as he speaks. Now let my sister Ingrid explain this Bible passage. Study, go further.
There is not much more to say, only the point that it is important is that the old scripture of Moses and the prophecies talk about Jesus, his origins, and that he will take away all sins of the world by his crucifixion in our place.
其实没有什么可以补充说明的。要注意一点，重要的是，摩西的古代经文和预言谈及了耶稣，他的起源，以及他将代替我们钉在十字架上，以带走天下所有的罪孽。
We are rewarded to be there on the cross because the realm of sin is death, but God gave us through Jesus' blood everlasting life.
我们被钉在十字架上，是为了得到最终的奖赏，因为罪的终点就是死亡。但上帝通过耶稣的鲜血，给了我们永生。
Even the scribes and the Pharisees studied the old scriptures every day. They were totally blind in understanding them because they read them through their own religious glasses, which pointed to the law and not to the grace of God.
即使是文士和法利赛人，每天都会研究古老的圣经，但他们对圣经的理解却是完全盲目的。因为他们戴着自己的宗教眼镜去阅读，这种眼镜只关注律法本身，并不关注上帝的恩典。
Their mindset was totally fleshly, not spiritual, and that was why they hated Jesus Christ and could not accept him as the Messiah.
他们的心态完全是基于肉体，而不是灵魂的。这就是为什么他们憎恶耶稣基督本人，并且不能接受他为弥赛亚。 Okay, based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become Christians. The first one, so sister, what did Jesus mean when he said, I'm going away and you will seek me and you will die in your sins? How do we understand this statement in the context of his mission? 耶稣说，我要走了，你们要找到我，并且你们要死在罪罚当中。这是什么意思呢？我们如何在他的使命背景下去理解这段话？
Jesus will go to his father again. Those who don't accept him as their savior in lifetime will die in sins, in other words, without the forgiveness through the blood of Jesus.
耶稣会再次回到他父亲身边，那些一生中不接受耶稣作为救世主的人将最终会死于罪孽当中，换句话说，不会通过耶稣的血得到宽恕。
They have died, they will go to the place of tears and crushing of teeth. They will seek Jesus, but when somebody has ended there, it is impossible to find Jesus. We can read it in the history of Lazarus and the rich man in Luke 10.
当他们死了之后，这些人会去到一个咬牙切齿、泪流满面的肮脏地方来寻找耶稣本人。但是，当人已经死的时候，实际上就不可能找到耶稣了。我们可以在《路加福音》第10章撒路里和财主的历史当中看到这一点。Nice one, sister. Why did the Jews speculate that Jesus might commit suicide when they heard Jesus say, "Where I'm going, you can't come"? What does this reveal about their understanding of Jesus' words? 为什么耶稣本人受到了犹太人的推测？因为犹太人听耶稣说：“我去的地方，你们不能到。”犹太人认为耶稣会自杀，这又揭示了他们对耶稣的话有什么样进一步的理解呢？
There is no more to say as they did not understand one word that Jesus taught.
实际上，这段文字没有什么可以进一步说明的，因为这些犹太人他们根本就听不明白耶稣所心所想的每一句话。Nice issue, sister. So Jesus distinguished between from above and from below. What did he mean by this, and how did it highlight the differences between him and his audience? 耶稣区分了来自于上方和来自于下方这样不同的空间概念。他这样说是什么意思呢？他如何突出他和他的听众之间的差异呢？
Jesus was in heaven before he came to earth. All human beings that did not receive Jesus as their savior are from below.
耶稣降世之前在天上。所有没有接受耶稣为救世主的人类，都来自于下层，即地球。
There are two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the light from above, and the kingdom of the devil and his demons, the darkness from below.
实际上，世间有两个王国：上帝和来自于上方的光明的王国，以及魔鬼与其他恶魔所建构的王国。即来自下方的黑暗势力。
By nature, all human beings are from below because through Adam, sin entered into the world and the devil became the prince of all over the earth. But we have the possibility to change our destination by accepting Jesus.
从本质上来讲，所有的人类都是来自于下层。因为通过亚当，罪恶进入了世界，命运和魔鬼则成为了整个地球上的王。但是我们有可能通过接受耶稣来改变我们自己的悲惨命运。Next question, sister. Here has a sentence. If you do not believe that I'm the Christ, you will die in your sins. What did Jesus mean when he said this sentence? I'm the Christ. And why was it so important to believe in him? 其中有一句话：“你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪责当中。”耶稣说的“我就是耶稣基督本人”是什么意思呢？为什么相信他要如此重要呢？
He is the only one who gave his life so that we may live. He overcame devil and death, and so we can go free if we accept that.
他是唯一一个为了我们献出完整生命的人，他战胜了魔鬼和死亡。因此，如果我们接受这一点的话，我们就能重获自由。Nice one, sister. When asked, "Who are you?" Jesus responded, "That which I have told you from the beginning." What Jesus constantly revealing his identity during his ministration. 你是谁的时候问了这样的话，耶稣回答说：“我就是从刚开始告诉你们的那个人呢。”耶稣在传道期间都一直透露自己的身份吗？向别人表明他？
Yes, he revealed his identity to all, and through his miracles, he confirmed that he told the truth about himself.
是的，在传教的时候，他向所有人透露自己的身份，并通过他自己的奇迹，证实了他所说的关于自己的真相和来源。Next issue. Jesus mentioned that he had a lot to say about people, but emphasized that the one who sent him was trustworthy. How does this statement relate to Jesus' role as God's messenger? 耶稣本人提到，他有很多话要对人们做出判断，但强调了差遣他的人是值得信赖的。这句话与耶稣作为上帝使者的角色之间有关联吗？
Jesus did not force anybody to repent and become a follower of him. People can believe that the word of the Father in heaven is true or not, but they have to take the consequences if they don't.
耶稣其实没有强迫任何人悔改并成为他的追随者。人们可以相信天父的话是真是假，但如果不相信，人们就必须承担其后果。
When we are messengers in Jesus' place today, we shall not say more than necessary like Jesus did. When people refuse Jesus, it is their decision and we shall not insist with pretty words.
今天当我们代替耶稣做使者的时候，我们不应该像耶稣那样说多余的话。当人们拒绝耶稣的时候，这是他们的决定。我们不应该用漂亮的、虚浮的话来坚持自己的意见。Next one, sister. What did Jesus mean when he said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, you will know that I'm that one"? How does this statement foreshadow his passion and its significance? 耶稣说，当你们举起人子之后，就知道我就是那一位来者。这是什么意思呢？这句话又如何预示了他最终的受难以及其受难的意义呢？
He refers to those who understood after his crucifixion, like the Roman soldier, that he was the Son of God.
他指的是像罗马士兵一样被他钉死在十字架之后才明白他是上帝之子的人。
The Jews were in the crucifixion parted in two parts. One group understood that Jesus was the Messiah and received him, like the 3,000 who were gathered in the first preaching of Peter in the day of Pentecost.
犹太人在耶稣受难时分成两派，一派明白耶稣是弥赛亚，并且已经接受了他，就像五月节那天，彼得本人第一次布道时聚集了三千人一样。
The other group still refused Jesus and they were punished by the destruction of Jerusalem in the year 70 after Jesus and they were strangers in the whole world until the 1938 when the state of Israel was formed again.
另一群人仍然拒绝耶稣的理念并最终受到了惩罚。实际上在耶稣本人死后的70年，耶路撒冷已经被毁。从此之后，他们在全世界都成了陌生人，直到1948年以色列国重新成立。Next one. So, Jesus said, "He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." How does this relationship between Jesus and the Father serve as a model for Christian obedience and loyalty? 耶稣说，差我来办事情的人实际上与我同在，他并没有撇下我一个人，因为我常常做他所要求并他所喜欢的事情。耶稣与天父之间的关系如何成为基督徒服从与忠诚的典范呢？
Jesus has a very near relationship to the Father, and he always did his will while he was on earth, even if it meant to go to the cross and die for all humanity.
耶稣与他的父亲的关系是如此的亲密，他在世时始终按照天父的意愿来行事。 即使这意味着要为全人类走上十字架而最终献出自己的生命。
On the cross, his father left him one moment alone because he took all the sins of the world on his body, and so the father could not have community with him.
在十字架上，他的父亲让他孤独了一次，因为他把天下所有的罪责都担到了自己的身上，所以在那个时候，他的父亲无法与他交流。
But on the third day, the Father arose Jesus from the death, and 40 days after, he took him to heaven again.
但在他死后的第三天，父亲使耶稣基督死里复活。在他死后的第四十天之后，他的父亲又将他本人带到了天堂。
Now Jesus is at the right-hand side of the Father in heaven and is waiting for us to take his church home to heaven too.
如今耶稣就在天父的身边，等待着我们将他的教堂也带回天堂。Next one, sister. Many believe in him. What teaching of Jesus in this passage might help lead to this belief? And how can the new Christians apply this belief to their own lives? 有许多人信了他。耶稣在这段经文中的哪些教导可能导致了人们去信服他？新基督徒如何将这种信仰运用到自己的生活当中呢？
I read a very interesting passage in the Bible this morning about the disciples who talked to the risen Jesus without recognizing him. They said after the conversation, "Didn't our heart not burn when we talked to him?"
今天早上我读到了圣经当中一段非常有趣的话语，讲的是那些与复活的人们去与耶稣交谈的时候，却没有认出他的。门徒谈话结束之后，他们说道：“当我们与耶稣本人交谈的时候，难道我们的心不折弱吗？”
I think when you want to know Jesus, hearing him there in Jerusalem or reading the Bible today, and you have a poor heart to receive him, you will understand the words of Jesus and the Bible, and your heart will burn each time you will read it.
我则认为呢，当你想了解耶稣本人，在耶路撒冷听到他的声音，或者今天阅读圣经，并且你有一颗纯洁的心去接受耶稣本人，你就会理解耶稣和圣经上的话语，而且每次阅读的时候，你的心都会感觉到灼热和燃烧。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听。祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。